Unit 6. Law and Crime. Reading 2.
Bounty Hunters. Bounty hunters are people whose job is to go after skips. Skips are people who either escape from police custody or never show up to their court dates. Sometimes skips are dangerous criminals who commit terrible crimes like murder or rape, but most often skips are people who have committed more minor crimes, things like having drugs or failing to pay child support for their children. Sometimes criminals who run away from the police or don't show up at court are helped to hide by their friends and family, or they may flee to another country where the laws are different from the laws of their native country. In these cases, the police may offer a special reward or bounty for anyone who helps to capture the fugitives. This is where the term bounty hunter comes from. Bounty hunters are not official members of the law enforcement community, but they have a special role to play nonetheless. They are paid to go after and capture criminals that the police are unable to find or are unable to capture. Sometimes the bounty or reward is small, just a few $1,000s. Other times, however, the reward can be quite large, up to several $1 million. For example, in 2003, the United States put a $25 million bounty out for Osama bin Laden. If a bounty hunter were to find and capture Osama bin Laden, he or she would become a very rich person. Bounty hunters operate outside of jurisdictions or boundaries, which means that they can go anywhere to catch a criminal while most police cannot. For example, a police officer in New York cannot go to California to follow a suspected criminal. He or she must wait until the police in California catch the criminal or the criminal returns to New York. In most cases, if the crime that a person is suspected of is relatively minor or small, the police may not spend the time and money to chase the person. However, if the person is wanted for a serious or dangerous crime, the police may send out notices offering rewards to whoever captures the suspect. This is where bounty hunters come in. Is bounty hunting legal? The answer is both yes and no. In most states, it is legal to go after people who have skipped bail. Skipping bail is when a person commits a crime in a city or a state and then tries to run away to another city or state before his or her court date. For many situations in the U.S. and Canada, if someone commits a minor crime, he or she can pay some money to the court and stay out of jail until the court date. This money is called bail. If the person goes to court on the appointed date, then they get the money back. If they miss the court appointment, then they lose the money and must go to jail for a longer time if they are caught by the police or a bounty hunter. Many states also allow bounty hunters who have special licenses to go after dangerous criminals called felons, but some do not allow this at all. Illinois, Kentucky, and Oregon have laws against bounty hunting, while California only allows it up to 180 days after the skip flees. Interestingly enough, in the states that allow bounty hunting, people are allowed to break the law in order to catch a fugitive.